You know, one of the signs of successful problem solving should be that over time we have less and less and less problems, and we're running out of problems. But probably that's not the case. Problems seem to be coming like waves of an ocean, one after the other, endlessly. And we might think, well, that's not anything to do with me, that's to do with the world. Well, this course is called Happiness from Within, because what Buddha discovered is that we can find solutions within, real solutions, because those solutions mean that we stop having those problems. The more real solutions we find, the less problems we have, until finally we have no problems. We attain what Buddha called nirvana, or liberation. So how does that work? So in a situation, let's say we're dealing with a family member or a colleague at work or whatever, and we're finding the relationship difficult, what we'll commonly feel is that it's them. It's their fault. Their behavior is unreasonable and unkind and inappropriate, and it may very well be. It may very well be that they are being quite unpleasant, and that we need to stand up against that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Please never think that Buddha is saying be a doormat. Buddha's never saying that. We can stand up for ourselves, and we can intervene to protect others and try to organize the world in a better and fairer way. But whilst doing that, we do need the self-awareness to acknowledge that the problem I'm having in this situation is that my mind is becoming uncomfortable. If all I do is try to change the person, try to change the situation, try to get out of it, and I never change my mind, well, then the very next time someone behaves in that way, I'll have the same unhappy, uncomfortable feeling. And so I'll never actually solve my problem, however hard I work to change the world and other people and so forth. But if I could change my mind so that in that situation, those behaviors don't trigger those uncomfortable feelings, that won't stop me responding in a constructive, creative, positive way, appropriate way, but it will allow me to be at peace. So for example, with a difficult colleague, we learn to respond to that, not with anger and resentment, but with compassion and understanding. Even if that compassion and understanding means that we're compelled to interfere with what the things they're trying to do that are inappropriate. If we can do it in that situation, we can learn to do it in another and another and another. And gradually, there will be fewer and fewer situations that disturb our mind, until finally we're at peace at all times and in all situations. We've found real solutions, happiness from within. How wonderful, absolutely within our grasp. That doesn't mean, again, just in case you're worried, that doesn't mean we've made ourselves unfeeling and uncaring. We haven't shut our heart down. We want to have a rich emotional response to each person in each situation. But we're able, by changing the way our mind responds and works, to have exclusively positive reactions, positive emotions. So real solutions and the deepest happiness that we're capable of. So there are many different ways we pursue happiness, but for most people, the way we pursue happiness is outside. We look for things to stimulate us, to flavors and sounds and visions and various things that are going to enthrall our mind. And that's fine. And again, don't misunderstand, there's nothing wrong with any of those things. Have as many nice meals and as many good conversations and all of those things as you like. But if that's exclusively where we're investing our prospects for happiness, we'll be disappointed, because we won't find the deep, lasting happiness that we want and that we're capable of. Because enjoyments from the outside, by nature, by definition, are fleeting, transient. They are fragile, really. Like, do they help? Like, if we're in the middle of a really delicious meal and we get some terrible news, do we think, well, at least I'm eating this? No, we don't. All of the enjoyment of the food, all of the flavor just drains out of it immediately. There is a deeper caliber of happiness we can find, which is happiness from within. We can find states of mind, ways of being, that allow our mind to be positive, at all times and in all situations, that we carry with us, that we learn. You know, these are habits of mind. Our mind is essentially a creature of habits. We think the way we're used to thinking, the thoughts that we're most used to, or the reactions that we're most used to, most familiar with, are what come up when we are in a situation that challenges us. And we can learn to take charge of our mind. Now, thinking of our mind is like a jungle with many pathways through it. Some of those pathways take us to very painful and uncomfortable places, places that we may have visited many times and don't want to keep going back to, and yet they have a gravity to them, dragging us there. We may want to feel and arrive at different places in our mind, but see no clear pathway there. And so we need to forge that pathway. And that's the essence of what we're doing in Buddhist training, in meditation training. We are setting positive pathways in our mind, getting used to following them, so that gradually they become easier to find and easier to travel until it's effortless, until it's our default. And those old habits, gradually they just disappear. There's no draw to them anymore. The idea of getting angry or the idea of getting upset just doesn't arise, because that's not the way our mind's working.